Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Why Israel Matters continues to air on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. If you have missed any one of the series, you can go directly and watch them online. We're going to be talking about Why Does Israel Matter on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, this next airing is regarding allies, and we've just recently had aired the one called Miracles and also one that was called Uncommon Heroes. These all have individual stories, and it has a fascinating series of facets regarding Israel. I think no matter how much you are familiar with Israel, you will learn something by watching Why Israel Matters. In fact, a friend of mine I actually met through watching this TV program. She lives in Florida, has been to Israel 73 times, lived there for 5 years, and said she watches every one of the Why Israel Matters programs on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. And she said she has never even heard about some of the places that we have featured there, and she's someone who's very, very familiar with Israel.
You know, Matt, it's the same. Every time I watch them, and I've rewatched some of them as well, it's such an educational as well as inspirational stories that are packed in each of these episodes that you walk away thinking, wow, I had no idea about this, or I didn't know what the Iron Dome was, or I didn't realize that people were partnering, Christians were partnering with Jews like this. It's so incredible. And as a result, I think it's become one of the most popular programs on TV.
Yeah, it's become one of the most popular programs on TV.
That's why they're re-airing
it. I was recently at the Trinity Broadcasting Studios in California, and we did a one-hour live program on the TBN network. It went worldwide.
Right.
And that was with Matt and Lori Crouch. Matt and Lori are, of course, now the head of TBN. They are doing some amazing new changes at TBN. So if you haven't watched TBN in a while, they are actually doing a significant upgrading of the programming and are very much involved in pro-Israel advocacy through the Trinity Broadcasting Network. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and look at one of our press releases there where it talks about me discussing Israel on TBN. You can actually watch the entire one-hour program, but you can also go there as well, Matt, and you can click on the Why Israel Matters icon. It'll take you to our Christians in Defense of Israel specific webpage. And there's all kinds of information about the programs that you can watch online. Look at the air times. It's aired 3 times a week. But also, you can go back and watch them online. Also, there's good information that you can download. The Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family booklet is a free download there. I encourage you to get that. And ask yourself, do you know why Israel matters to you and your family? And if you do or you don't, you'll find something in this booklet. There's also the new book that we released this year, Why Israel Matters, nearly 240 pages. And it is a beautiful coffee table type book with 7 chapters and an epilogue. So you can go to lc.org, click on the Why Israel Matters icon, and all that information will be available for you.
And there are, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, 13 episodes. Allies is episode 5. And the summary says, in spite of its many persecutions and political isolation throughout history, allies have arisen to stand up for Israel. Rahab, Cyrus the Great, Oscar Schindler, and countless modern-day allies continue in this great legacy. So it's not just about political allies in terms of nations, but it's about those who have risked their own safety and livelihood and even their lives.
Yeah, and there's, for example, Dr. Susanna Kokeman, and she works at Yad Vashem, which is the Israel Holocaust Museum, and her mission is to reach out to Christians. She herself is a Christian employed by Yad Vashem, and she talks about Christian allies through the years who have been a friend of the Jews and Israel, particularly through the Holocaust, who are ultimately remembered at the Yad Vashem Museum. Now, there were obviously people in the Holocaust, and there's actually a video that we show to really drive this point home, that we're silent. And you can go to some of our web pages and find this, but it is called Sing a Little Louder. It's about a church that was literally near a railroad track. Yeah. And people were being hauled in the cars, the cattle cars, to the gas chambers and to the work concentration camps. And it was on Sunday morning when they would have their worship service. And to drown out the noise of the people who were crying for help, they just literally sang a little louder. It's a very powerful, about 7 to 12 minute video that we show our students when they're in Israel as part of our Covenant Journey program. And so there are certainly those things where the church remains silent. And it's a reminder for us not to remain silent when we need to speak out. On the other hand, there were Christians who stood and literally risked their lives to help people who were being targeted by the Nazis for elimination. But you know what? Israel's an amazing place because we also have miracles. Miracles talks about some amazing things. One of these things is the Iron Dome, which is this missile defense system.
I never knew about that before until I watched that episode.
Yeah, and it literally, you think about how hard it is. Somebody shoots a rocket into Israel from nearby. So it's not like you've got a long time to be able to target this, and then you shoot a rocket toward it, and it has to adjust in terms of the speed and the wind to literally hit this rocket.
Right.
Not explode nearby, but literally hit it point blank and knock it out of the air. That is an incredible technological advance, and that's been developed in Israel.
And I've seen the episode. It is astounding that they're able to do this. You kind of picture, you know, if you will, somebody shooting a gun into the air, and then the defense is that somebody over at a different angle shoots the bullet out of the air with another gun. That's kind of what we're talking
that's
about.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
And unfortunately, this peaceful, small country has to constantly defend itself because everyone's trying to hit it, you know, so this is so important to have this.
And we're talking hundreds of rockets launched indiscriminately into civilian areas with an attempt to kill as many innocent Israeli citizens as possible. So this Iron Dome is almost a fail-proof shield against those attacks, but yet we don't hear day-to-day this stuff occurs. We don't hear the UN condemning the Palestinian Authority.
No.
We don't hear the UN condemning these Arab nations that are funding and, you know, Iran and all these other nations. Instead, as we talked about yesterday on Faith and Freedom, what we hear is Israel being attacked and singled out and condemned, the greatest democracy in the Middle East.
But you know, guys, I'm encouraged by this administration. I mean, we have had recognition of Israel this year, even. Matt, you've attended a couple of the events on the Capitol Hill, you know, regarding some of the celebrations of Israel and, you know, acknowledging and honoring this country.
It's been a huge change from what it used to be in the past under the Obama administration. Very thankful for that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, America is the best ally of Israel, but we haven't been such a good ally over the last previous 8 years. Mm-hmm. Now we are strengthening those bonds with Israel. And, you know, one of the things, one of these programs that we have, I think it's on miracles, where it talks about someone in the business and technology, how Israel's only 69 years of age. I mean, that's all the modern state is right now, 69 years, founded in 1948. And yet it's a world leader in business and technology. I mean, our cell phones, our computers, all that technology came out of Israel. One of the people there in that episode says it's irrational not to believe in miracles and live in Israel.
Right.
Because Israel is a modern day miracle. You know, we take people to Israel through our Covenant Journey program for Christian college age students. That's covenantjourney.org. We actually have a group that just returned. We have another one that's going again in later this summer, and then another one after that.
And Christian another trip college this age October, students. You're taking adults,
and
too.
And we're taking adults, too. So this the other one is the Liberty Ambassador Council VIP tour. And that's available for you October 2 through 11. We're going to be there during the Feast of Tabernacles, which
awesome.
Is quite amazing. You can actually go to our website, lc.org, or Christians in Defense of Israel, CIDIsrael.org, CIDIsrael.org, and you can click on the Liberty Ambassador Council VIP tour. I hope that you can join us because it literally is a life-changing experience. You'll read the Bible in a completely different way to actually be in these real places where the prophets preached, the kings ruled, and Jesus ministered, ultimately rose again from the dead, and where he will ultimately return. Go to our website, lc.org or cidisrael.org. Hope to see you on this trip in October later this year.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.